Happening, my man. When you know better, you do better. So I had to get up in here, you know what I'm saying? Arrive early, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's the
Salute to
deal?
you, man. You know what I'm saying? You a little bit under the weather, right?
Yeah. I don't really miss time though. If I have to be really, really on, like, can't move to not like do a show.
No doubt, man. No
Yeah.
doubt, man. Respect, man. Respect. Hope you feel, you know what I'm saying? Hope you get better soon, bro.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm taking everything I need to take today, man, just so I can, you gotta stop it before it gets to that one level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem, man. I'm be real with you, man. I wanted to talk with you about that John and Easy battle from like how you feel about, man. I don't, you know, for I feel like you're right. Like I didn't watch it, I'm gonna tell you why. But my everything that I've heard is that it's a debatable either way, but because it's like you said, because it's in Philly, it's like John won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
It
know.
I agree. It don't I know it don't work like that, and apparently there was money on the floor. That was like a bet, so you can't do the whole, moral victory thing, like, oh, we're gonna give him extra points because he did this on the road. So, but I don't know, man. It's just, like I said, I gotta watch the battle. I gotta hear the material to know. Because sometimes people can have a judgment going into the battles, all like they can have their mind made up already before
Yeah.
even hearing a bar. So
Yeah. Nah, 100, man. 100. And tell me, actually, I'm gonna make sure I say this, and I'm gonna say re put respectfully in front of it. I'm gonna say respectfully, and I'm also gonna say battle rap is subjective. Everyone has a different type which that they like, right?
of course, yeah.
I just don't, for me, I'm just saying, just for me, I don't like the whole thing where somebody recorded something and you're presenting. I'm not a fan of that type of thing, man. I just, for me, it's too much. Like I like the let me I'll give you an example. I like the way Geechee handles angles, and the way he handles it is like if it's public knowledge in the battle rap community, then he handles it with that. And I think I'm thinking that when Geechee battled Easy, I think I don't want to. I want to say that the thing that he did that I thought was straight up like on point was when he told Easy, "Hey, this is what I know," but he whispered it to him. You see what I'm
Oh,
saying?
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You know, instead of saying it for the public and blah blah blah, he was like, "Yo, I'm being merciful to you," but he didn't put it out there. So that's just my take on it. I just wanted to, you know, get a sense of what you think about, you know, angles like that.
So I think angles, if done right, executed right, are like my favorite form of battle rap. It's like that's how like there's no name flips. It's not general bars. I wrote this catered to you and for you and you only. So I like that aspect of it all the time.
100.
You know what I'm saying? I do agree with you about, things that are leaked and, being just a little messy, a little chatty patty-ish. And especially because there's been times, man, where honestly, there's been times where people felt like they had info, but they never really fact checked the source of who they got the info from. So a lot of times, like you're being like you're like a sacrificial lamb and a crash dummy for some shit that you thought was true that's not really true. Like I remember the whole ARP thing when he was listening to, I forgot what outlet that was, but he was listening to them say that Beasley told them that they can't get no coverage over here if they continue working with
Oh
RBG.
yeah. I remember the dude that put that out.
He never screen. He said he had screenshots and all that, and voice recordings and all that. Never leaked it. Never came out. Then you had several people say, "Bro, the number that he's showing is not even Beasley's number." And ARP is smooth. Like he never even came back to address it. Like, "Yo, my bad. I got my information wrong." And when it was time to be accountable, he just, I forgot what his next live was. It wasn't anything regarding that. It was just on to battle rap. Like, now we want to get back to battle rap. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So it's just funny, man. Yeah, you got to be careful, man. So that's why I don't even really jump into that realm of battle rap, man. That's the battle rap shit. Hey, Melly, what up, Stacy? Yeah, that's the battle rap side that I don't like. That's why I say I just stick to the rap battles, like, because, like, a lot of that shit, I don't know. It's just when somebody presents you that type of information, do you really want, like, I would feel weird wanting to use that.
That's what I'm saying. It's just weird, man. It's like, yeah. It's to me, it's like, okay, you want to win a battle. And again, this is respectfully, this is just my nut. John is a legend. So I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm taking, generally speaking, it's like, you want to, it's like, it's just weird to me, someone recording it and then weird to me bringing it up is like entertainment value in a battle when it's some, you know what I mean?
Yes. Nah, and then the thing is, too, while everybody might be supporting, because I see a lot of support for it, and that's dope. I mean, not dope, but that's cool, right? So people are supporting the leaks and things like that. But at some point, you got to then sit back. What up, Pass Look AT, T in the building. But then you got to now stop thinking about that and put this shit in your mind, like, damn, this could be done to me by this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's safe. So it kind of just sets up a bad precedent for you. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable around people that are known for, you know, doing this type of stuff for the sake of battle rap. That's just me. Like, I would
100, man.
I would stay close to the vest.
Yeah, I heard another battle rapper. He was saying, like, it kind of dampened, what do you call it, like, his enthusiasm for battle rap when stuff like that comes up, because it's like people from outside of the community can come up with anything, and now somebody's presenting it, and you got to spend time even dealing with the nonsense like that. And like you said, it's like part of the community is like, yeah, that's the thing to do.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, and it just comes with the game, man. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, I grew up with battle rap a little bit differently. So I was like, I was really, really young, and I liked it just for the art and creativity of it. Before, yeah. Like, you know, I was a kid, like, I wasn't even hearing gun bars. Like, the battle rappers I used to listen to were just like roasters. Like, they would roast you and freestyle and that type of stuff. But now it just feels like it's so much other things people feel like they got to be doing. And it's just unnecessary. I feel like it's watering down the sport a little bit or whatever. And I don't know, man. It's hard for me to really even get into some of these events now. It's just like, it's became, I think Hollow said it best. He said, when did battle rap become couples therapy? Which was a hard bar.
That's a bar right there.
Yeah, he said that against Math, I remember. Because, like, he didn't want to do that Math battle, and it showed.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really want to do that. Like, him, like he went through a stretch where he was battling all these so-called, like, grudge matches. Him and John, him and, you know, him and Arsenal for the rematch.
Yeah.
Him and Math for the first time. Like, when did fuck battle rap become couples therapy, where it's just a lot of things being quote unquote exposed? That's just,
yeah, what does it mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you, I like the when he battled Arsenal,
Hollow,
when Hollow battled Arsenal, taking the jacket off, hitting the ground, you know what I'm saying? It was bars. Yeah. But all this other, I did this detective work, and I know that your father did this, like, and if your baby's mama was investigated this, it's like, man, this is too much, like, police work that's going on here.
Yeah, it's wicked. And I'm not a pick and chooser. Like, I always felt like that. Like, I like angles catered to your opponent about, like, situations, like, not on some shit, like, you talking about stuff that, you know what I'm saying? It's just not really battle rap. Like, the angle Mike P had bringing up Danny's situation, tying it into his battle rap with his wife, that was dope and creative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some angles that, like, oh, it was crazy how he tied that into this. And, like, a lot of this shit, like, I remember, like Swamp and T-Top, your mama on Facebook and all that shit, man. It's just like, her real name is this, and just, like, that type of shit. Like, it kills me, man. It really does. It really does, man. So,
yeah, man. I think it got to be like a joint where, like, you know, I gotta say it, like, things that move the like I think it, okay, let's say rewatch value and entertainment value. I don't know that doing those things brings a lot of fans into battle rap. I'm just putting that as like a question. I don't know whether someone sees it and is like, oh shoot, that's the thing that I want to watch right there. Man, I could be totally wrong though. You know what I mean?
It's like it's 50-50, Malik. Honestly, it's like you got some casuals who don't know like what's like a bar. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're a casual, you're not watching every battle. So somebody might reference something from a battle before. And as a casual, you ain't been watching all of the battles, so it might go over your head. But like angle battle rap, where it's just like, this is new, this is fresh. Hey, you know, your baby daddy was doing this. Like some people, like, oh, this is, what the fuck is this? Like some people will tune in more often. I remember back in the day, Queen of the Ring, Miss Pac versus Couture, where Couture had that photo of her and I want to say her children or whatever. And she was cutting into her, one of the biggest body bags in the world in of all time. Miss Pac then like proceeded to storm off, like a scene from like a clip from Mari Povich show when they say you are not the father. Like it was one of those where she just stormed off crying and never returned. That shit went, you know, I hate to say the term viral because it's been used a lot, but it had, but it did. It gained mad traction back when World Star Hip Hop was a thing, all of that shit. And even though, you know, it was a good angle, it probably could have been left without the photos and, you know, trash and all that. But the thing it did, Malik, it got a lot of people into battle rap, particularly women's battle rap. It's like, damn, I ain't know the women be giving it up like this. So sometimes it pays off, sometimes, you know, like fighting and shit, that shot, like what Rex and Chess did, that pushes people away. Nav hitting Sirius, knocking them down pretty much, that's clearing people away. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it depends on what they're doing, man.
Yeah, let me add one other thing. It wasn't in a battle, but when and again, respectfully, because he's a legend, man, you know, when Mook had recorded the joint with Drake, right? Mm-hmm. And it just makes battle rap look like it's, I don't even know what the word is, man, but it's just a weird thing, somebody doing that. And I'm not saying he's weird, I'm saying the act is weird, not that my man is, you know what I'm saying? Mad respect to Mook, my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I hear you on that. I also think too, like when we talk about these battles and these events and people crossing the line, man, like this shit, contracts are there for a reason. You know, Good's got his contract, he got shit where you can't talk about his daughter. You know what I'm saying? Pharaoh Funeral had shit where you can't talk about somebody who passed up, you know, rest their soul. It was a very important relative. So, you know, people put this shit in their contracts. I think more artists, because like the artists really got the power to say, nah, I ain't feeling that. Like when I battle, we can't be talking about this. So
I
think the battlers got to take, you know, more power into that. But you know, they be worried about they be worried about the wrong shit sometimes, man. Like they worry about the wrong shit. So like, yeah, they got to get that together. I see Melly in here. What up, Melly?
Hi.
Hey,
what's up, Melly?
Hey, who's that, Malik?
Yeah,
what's happening? How you doing?
Okay, I didn't see the name. Hey, Malik. Hi. I don't know what y'all talking about. I came in and I was like,
Yeah, so we was just talking about, so I was asking, because, you know, I didn't see John and Easy.
You didn't?
Nah. Remember, I told you I was with the Mrs.
That's true.
Yeah, I was at the in-laws' house for a Christmas party. So I missed all of it. And by the time I got home, the event was over. But yeah, I was wanting to recap from y'all, from anybody who watched the event. Like, I haven't been hearing anything.
I can give a recap of what I saw.
Yeah, that's fine.
But before, we have a birthday girl here, and I have to sing because I told her I would sing on the show.
Birthday,
all right.
It's Brit Stacy, right? Stacy,
it's your birthday today?
Is it a birthday?
Are you sure?
It's Brit Say Wow. So if Brit Say Wow, is that not Stacy?
No, Stacy's in the UK. Yeah.
Really?
Yo, Britt Stay Wild, listen, sorry, no offense. They're not they're not even remotely the same complexion, Melly. Look at Stacy. This is Stacy. This is Stacy.
I can't see.
That is Stacy. Let me tell you this. Britt Say Wild is more like my complexion.
I don't know. I can't see this small. Okay, cool.
Whose birthday? It's somebody's birthday.
It is her birthday, and I said I would sing on the show, but I don't know if she's here yet.
Britt Say Wild, I'm not in here. There's Britt, you know, British.
No, British. I know British is not Brit. We had three Brits.
Do we?
We had three.
I thought we just had British. I thought we had Britt Say Wild. Who's the third Brit?
I think we have three. Listen, okay? The transition between caffeine and YouTube kind of messed me up. Mm. But
well, that's what we're going to blame it on. Look at Melly.
Look at Melly.
Look at this. Look at this shit.
Please don't do this.
We network blame it now. This is crazy.
Listen, okay. Things changed, okay? It is what it is. All right, okay, cool. Can you show me the card again? Because I forgot already.
Oh, yeah, the card. Easy and John. Yeah, here we go. There you go.
Poncho scared the other Brit off? What?
No.
Okay. What did I see? Hold on.
No, Queen Brit. Wait, yeah, I think so. I think
Queen. Yeah,
I think
Queen Brit. Queen Brit, but there was another. No. No, we had another Brit.
I don't remember the Brit. I remember Brit Say Wow and this Brit in here. Maybe Brit on caffeine. Was your name Queen Brit? I can't remember.
She's Queen Brit on caffeine.
Yep.
She's Queen Brit.
Yep. You're right. Yep. So yeah, that's it. It's only two. It's only two.
No, there was another one.
Melly is drinking Fun Punch over there.
Something's going on.
She's getting her holiday festivities kicking early.
Listen, there were three.
All right. I'm gonna let you believe that, Melly.
Okay, whatever. Anyways.
Oh man, I love you, man.
Oh, I love you too. I can't wait to be there next in a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. The sixth.
Yep. In a couple of weeks. I can't wait. It's a good card.
Yeah.
It's a very good card.
I'm excited.
Okay. What did I see? I did not see the first three because a nap took me.
Okay.
I think I saw Jay Moore and Bonus. That was an amazing battle.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm glad you brought that up. I've seen all the Jay Moore highlights. Like he was clearly wigging. Was Bonus good too?
Shout out to Lucky. If I remember well, yeah. I just woke up from a nap during that time, so I was just like Jay Moore is cooking, but I wasn't fully awake. But I know that Jay Moore was cooking.
Okay.
He was cooking. I don't remember Bonus.
Damn.
But I just woke up, so yeah.
If anybody know about Bonus round, let me know what was he doing.
Yeah, somebody else called in concerning that battle because I don't. I just remember Jay Moore was good.
Did you see the ladies?
I did see the ladies. I do remember having Zan winning, but it was a good battle.
Nice.
Zan stumbled a little bit, but I still have a winning, which is weird because I don't know what I was expecting out of this card. I ain't gonna lie. I normally don't give a win for stumbles, but she was good. I don't know what to say.
Was it a one rounder?
No, I think it was three. No, it was a three.
So she stumbled all throughout the battle, or just
no, not through, not all throughout the battle. But I think one of the rounds she was stumbling a bit, and I still give it to her. But okay. Cash was good. It was debatable online. People were just like, "No, Cash won," or Zam one or anything like that.
Got you. Okay, Marie said Bonus was nice, just not electrifying like Jay Moore. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, they showed a lot of Jay Moore highlights.
Yeah, you don't see any highlights from Bonus, so.
No. Well, okay, so.
We didn't get no Bonus there.
Wow, that was crazy.
Mel's on one.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
No shorts.
What the hell happened over there? Yo, you all right? That's insane, taking shots.
I'm so sorry.
It's a bar.
I apologize.
You see Riggs and Kaboom?
Did I see that one? Oh, I was out. No, they killed the bootlegs. My bad. Kaboom. I agree with that because there was a lot of gas on the Philly side. We ain't going. We should have
doing that.
There was
Nelly.
A lot. What?
We doing that? We calling the gas?
There was a lot of gas in the sense of the event of all the battles I've seen. The Philly side was getting a lot of crowd reaction, and the bullpen side was not really getting to. So it's not all. It's like basically all the event was like this.
Let me ask
that's
you.
That's what Ness said too.
Let me ask you this: was the reactions warranted?
Well, you know, sometimes not, but you know, I would say that some reactions were missing on the other side, and they were due. Mm. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I see what you're saying.
Mm.
Lee Ellen, in who she talking about? Choked every. Oh, the guy at the bottom of the car. Oh, yeah, you won't be back. You won't be back. Choking every round. No, you'll be in the crucible. You're not coming.
Damn, back. I missed a lot of battles. Wait a second.
Ines and Clone.
I wanted to see that one, but no, I was out of the group chat.
Bill Collector and Bad News.
Bill Collector was fire.
Okay, I did hear that.
Bill Collector was fire.
So it was a 30, like people are saying.
Yeah. Dang. And I don't know who News at some point he started. Was it his wife? Bad News at some point got to a white girl in the crowd and made the camera film her. And I don't know which run it was. I don't remember what happened, but I was like, damn, Bad News. He roasted somebody in the crowd. Now, please understand that I will never, even at your event, be behind. You understand?
No.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Why he do that? Was she heckling him or what?
She wasn't doing, I think she was sleeping. Or she looked like she was sleeping, but she was standing up. I don't know what happened. But anyways, I don't know how, I don't know what happened. I don't know. That just came out of nowhere. And we were like, damn News. But Bill Collector, for me, it's a definite 30. Definite 30. Now, main event. Okay. Main event. I personally had it easy 2-1, first and second. I see the first is debatable to me. The first is debatable because Easy wasn't as direct as John was in his first.
Yeah.
The rest was direct, his second and third. Second clear, Easy. The third was weak on both sides. I edged it more on John. I can't understand, and I'm not mad at anybody saying John 2-1. But for me, it was easy 2-1. I had the first and the second.
You had it was John?
Was that?
Huh?
You said you had John or Easy.
I had Easy.
Oh, you had Easy.
I had Easy the first and the second, but for me, the first is debatable. It really depends on who you gave that, who you edged that first to.
Okay, Marie got John. So that's why I want to see that battle.
You have to see it. It's a good battle. It's very, 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 very debatable.
So they put money on the floor. Who won the money?
Oh, this is one of the things that's happening. We never knew who the judges were. They just cut the stream. No one knew what happened. We don't know who won. And now they're going back and forth about who won, you know. You know, battle rap stuff, not rap battle stuff.
Ooh. Oh, so like the 25, they haven't said yet who. I don't know what that situation was with the money on the ground either.
But that's the thing. They never announced who the judges were. They didn't judge online. It didn't happen. We didn't see the money on the floor. We still don't know what happened. So people are calling it a PR thing to make sure that people watch the battle. But I know that there's a lot of back and forth between John John and Easy, and now Easy and Tay Rock and blah blah blah, and you know, a lot of politics that do not result in bars. And you know me, I don't care. If it's not in the battle, I don't care. I hope you saw John John coming out with, you know, the tapes on Easy, right? Just before the battle.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Yeah. That's what kind of turned me. I was like, man. No.
Yeah, I thought it was.
What was the deal with that?
It was just tacky, because at that point, I'm like, okay, cool. You're putting this out. Now, Easy is saying, nah, this is, well, you know, Easy is never just going to come out and say, yeah, I said that shit. Like, he said, nah, someone played with it or something like that. Okay, cool. Y'all battle. The battle is over. Why are we still talking about it? That's my point. I'm like, the battle is over. We don't care now. People are going out. I don't know who is D.I. Anyman or what his name is, saying he's the one who leaked out the audio and he didn't tamper with it. He just removed whoever was speaking in it. And this is stuff I see on OTFNZ. Have I followed it? No. I'm about to block OTFMZ, to be honest, because this is a seasonal time. I want to be happy. And this is nonsense just before Christmas. Nobody got time for this.
Yeah. You know what it's like? Better. It's like maybe the other dude, didn't tamper with it, but that's where it's like chain of...
What you say? A chain of events.
Before camping with it, you know.
Oh, okay.
You kind of cut out. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was saying that even if, what's the guy's name that said he released it?
Yeah, D.I. Handyman or something like that. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. So let's say he didn't tamper with it, but whoever he got it from, unless he recorded it, the person before him could have tampered with it. You see what I'm saying? So it becomes too much like a CSI chain of custody type thing. Like,
Malik, please understand, I don't care about none of that. Okay, I want to hear bars. I want to hear bars. The battle is over. Stop talking about it. Yeah, there's not going to be any battles for the rest of this month, right? This was the last one.
But that's what turned me off. That's what me and Les was talking about. That's what really turned me off.
Yeah, no, it definitely turned me off to it too. Is this the last event? Oh,
we're the 19th. I don't think there's anything happening until yours, Ledge.
You might be right. As far as live stream, right? But I mean, they're still gonna have to drop the rookies sophomore battles that happen.
They ain't releasing that stuff
on the app. They're gonna release it before the new year, I would think.
I don't have the app, Ledge.
Oh yes. Yo, you know, you said that.
Oh my god.
she don't have that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, there we go.
Damn. Man, I'm not paying $8 for that bootleg game forever.
Forever, wow. You insane.
It's forever at this point. They need to change and have more integrity. That's all they need to do, and respect people that put the money in. Other than that, do whatever you want. But if you can't respect me and I'm putting my money in it, bootlegging forever.
I'm hearing these battles was good though. I heard they was like fire.
Was it?
That's what I'm hearing. Who battled? Klutz and Eunice and.
Well, you know, Eunice is fire, so it could not be fire. It's just a shame that they're stuck with URL.
And Klutz is nice too. Klutz ain't no joke either. Yeah,
that's a fact.
They got some talent.
100. Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, no, she's right. Some talent. Though. Like they're nice, but they're not like, okay, let me get up and pay for this app to watch them nice.
No, for real. Look, $8 though? That comes around like $12 Canadian. I'm not doing that. Whew.
Yeah, no. Come get you some hibachi, man.
I'm definitely doing that.
Yeah. Don't waste your money on the app. Come get this hibachi.
Nah, I'd rather drive to Detroit. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have a good time.
The battles are fire. I cannot wait for that main event, but the other battles too. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. And I hope people who see the card, you know, the ladies' first card, know that these aren't just like unknowns, and there's no dig at Spaces, but they're not from there. Because I know anytime you see somebody new, you assume they're from there now. No, these girls actually got maybe one or two battles each. So you can find them on YouTube. Just type in their name and then click versus in the search, like whoever, Purple Haze versus something, something versus. And you'll see, you know, they're up and comers, you know, trying to make it. So why not give them a shot instead of, I was like, should I try to ball till I fall with this card? And I was like, nah, like I'm on a budget, baby. We gonna do this. I'm on a budget, baby.
When I saw Lady Caution on there, I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yep. That's the ticket right there. There you go.
I was like, oops. Okay. Yep. Got it.
Y'all get that. And the rest is just, you know, you get what you get. So, but, you know, we got some good events coming out for April and May and then Summer Rain 3 in July. So,
you know, I'm going to be there for your birthday.
Yeah. And it's like, I believe how the calendar rolls, it's because my birthday is on the 28th. So I think it's the Saturday, is the 27th. I think, yeah. So somewhere in there, it's really, really close, like a day either before or after. So,
no, the 28th this year is going to be a Saturday. Last year it was a Friday.
Wait, what?
The 28th last year was a Friday because you had it July 29th.
And I didn't have that on the Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Oof. And like, I got a question. Seabree, is she, oh, wait, you got her lined up again soon?
Oh.
Say again?
You have Seabree. The lyricist, do you have her lined up to battle on the card?
Yeah, January 6th. She's battling Lady Caution.
Mm-hmm.
I caught her the battle. Her and Chi-Rock, and that was fire.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Lady Caution and Chi-Rock?
No, I thought you for Bar Wars. What was the last one that Seabree was on?
Chi-Rock.
Oh yeah, Seabree and
Chi-Rock. Yeah. That one was fire. Yeah. And I saw her against, not saw, but I watched it. I don't know whether it's on your card, Seabree against Aeon. I thought that was, you know what I'm saying? That was fire too.
Yeah. No, that was nice. A local league in Chicago. It wasn't us. All right. We got Miss Let Me Up in the building.
Miss Let Me Up is insane, Ledge.
Yeah. That's what she put in the chat.
I am baby daddy's favorite battle rapper. Say that correctly.
Oh,
okay. Hey, Malik.
I'm not.
Hey, what's going on, lady?
Anyway, I didn't watch none of the battles.
Oh, all right, man. Have a good one.
Oh, no, I know you okay. I just saw the highlights. So.
No, I did too. What you think?
I guess overall, it's just not the same, and we're just gonna call it what it is. People gonna try to say, "Oh, nah, we didn't got political. We didn't got. We starting to be a private investigator. We don't even have bars no more. Like you start going to your ops mama house trying to get some dirt. The pen they crackhead cousin to get info now, like." We're just going to extreme for
100.
We're going to extreme for rap. And it's like, first of one, it's just too much. Like, it's too much battle rap. There's a such thing as too much battle rap. Remember when you ain't get a battle in 5 months and then they announced it like on Christmas? As a gift that you're going to get a battle, showing up like it's too.
Hi, everybody.
What up, Flavor? Did you just wait, Flavor?
Wait.
Is
that
a G? What?
Whoa!
Flavor, wait. You good?
Flavor, is that a G unit hoodie I just saw?
I don't know what you said.
What the fan on?
Queens in the building. Queens in the building.
You throw the fan on. You right.
With the fan on.
This boy still wearing hoodies with the fan and on in the house.
I just want to know, is this hard to take my heart and wipe your feet off? That's all I wanted to know. But T was right. It has been extremely way too... But you know what? Is that a bad thing or a good thing that it's been too much battle rap?
Bad.
No, that's a bad thing.
How? Let me explain.
Yes or no, there's nothing wrong to have more, but we're getting oversaturated with battle rap. There's no way... So, accommodate seven battle leagues in 1 week. I can't.
See, in 2022, 2021, this is what we wanted, though. Now we're getting it. Now it's a complaint again. Like, come on, man. When are we going to
start? Was complaining about wanting? No.
Well, that was different, though. I get it because we was coming off of the COVID like era where
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, like where there was no events outside of, you know, caffeine studio events and quarantine style events. So, you're going to always clamor for more. You know, when you got that situation.
Overdosing on battle rap.
Yeah, but yeah.
The thing is, let's go there. We have all these battle raps, but half of them motherfuckers ain't doing it. They not showing up.
They always got to reschedule. So what if everything
was rescheduled to not having it?
What if everything was A plus as far as when the battles happened? Like, woo, you still would have said, oh, we're getting too many battles. No, you would have like, yo, this has been a great year.
I probably would. I ain't going to lie. I'd be like, yo, I need a break.
Yeah. Because it's a difference when you have a lot of battle and it's good quality battle. But when you don't have a lot of good battles or it's an okay battle and they ain't putting they all. You know the majority of 2023 is about who ain't got paid, where's my money, I ain't getting battles, I ain't doing this, what's going on? Like, that's the whole 2023 was about, what have you done for me lately in RESPECT?
Like, are you spending too much time on investigating and not enough time on the bars?
Say it again.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, are they doing too much time on all this investigating and background check and checking in and recording and who got the recording then focus on their material?
Are you saying the drummer instead of the raps?
I'm saying all this recording and bringing it up. I'm saying this respectfully to anybody because it's subjective. So a lot of people may like it. I'm just saying it seems like there's too much checking in with you. I don't know. The people got staff that they going all around the country trying to get information on people or what?
No, it's probably people that have beef that go into their DMs and they have beef with people. And instead of talking to people, they go into the ops DM and give them information. And that's probably what happens. But it's still a snitching culture. And it's getting disgusting.
You know what the secret is? Ignore all of that and just focus on the events and the battles. Yep. Ignore all that other stuff and just focus on...
But even if you want to do that, for you to understand the double and the triples, you need to understand what has been going on before and around. So if you're not aware and you're in a battle and you hear bars about something that happened around the problem, you're not going to get it. You might not get it because you ignored everything. You can't because they put everything together. That's a good point.
How about this? T-Rex and Chess battle the other day. It was a 30 for Rex. See how we just, bam!
It was a 30 for Rex.
What?
Rex, yeah. Slammed his head at least 5 times.
You were there?
I was not there.
Oh, who you hearing from?
What's going on?
Hearing it from the drama, right?
No. I heard it from multiple people there.
Oh man.
How good are these sources? Seriously.
who got a 30?
He said Rex 30 Chess in the
club. And he changed his first round from what he was.
Rex 30 Chess.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a little private battle. I figured it was.
It's over. It's over.
It don't even matter.
No. It ain't over. Chess was good.
It's over.
Chess wasn't
good. No. I'm not saying over for Chess, but I'm just really shocked at that. It ain't over for my man because he's crazy talented, so I'm not saying that, but it's like, what's going on?
No, I don't even care if Rex beat him. You killed it. It don't even matter no more because but Chess was killing you in the first. And then we don't even know what could have happened. So now you, it's invalid. So okay, Rex won, but now that's a redo because of the shit that you did.
Oh.
Because Chess was beating him in the first, and the energy was strong, but now he won off of privacy.
Still two more rounds to go.
Now he won off of privacy. Okay.
Still two more rounds.
And you couldn't rock with the energy though. You in a whole sex tape with your homeboy drinking Ciroc in the sweat. You can't take the heat from Chess, but you in the room with your homeboy hitting somebody from the back while your homeboy giving you some rock shots in the hot ass broom, but you can't take the heat from Chess on the first round.
Come on, man, I'm about to
go back on my job. You gotta
get out of here. That was
why?
Insane.
Why?
That was insane.
This is an inferno.
That had nothing to do with you just wanted to be petty. That had nothing to do about
yes,
nothing.
It did. Because if you could take that heat, why you can't take Chris?
Take that. It's a new age we in. Take that.
That's all I'm saying though, Lance. He took the heat. It was hot. They was sweating, drinking Ciroc shots, and he pointed to his homeboy. But you couldn't take the heat from a battle.
Well, let's be nice. We don't have to go there. I mean, you're not wrong, but you didn't have to say it. I mean, good Lord.
That's all I'm saying, guys. That you winning probably does not help at all. Because he was... Anyway, guys, love you. I'm about to go. I'm going to leave on that note. Peace and boo cool. Don't never take the heat from nobody. All right, bye.
My laptop about to die. See you later.
Bye.
I ain't really got no rebuttal for what she just. I can't believe that she went back for that one. She went back for that one. That was insane. Bless T-Hart. Damn.
Go ahead, Willie Petty. You should do it.
No, he should not.
Yeah, he should.
Yo, Melly, you toxic today. What's up?
I am. I mean, you know.
You're really toxic today. You got some Merlot over there? What's going on?
I ain't got no Merlot. Life is at work is in shambles, and I'm tired. And now I'm feeling petty. It is what it is.
All right. Shout out to news in here. Shout not bad news, the one that was just on the card. Different bad news. League on.
Question, Mr. Ledge. Did you see the Trenches event?
No, that's why this show is about you guys giving me the recap. I didn't see anything. Yeah, I missed everything. I told you I was with the missus for Christmas party with her moms, exchanging gifts, watching the Detroit Lions played on a Saturday. So yeah, I was there all day.
By the time
I got home, the event, I'm sure the event was done at 11:30.
Oh, yeah, it was done at 9, like 10, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I had no shot at watching a battle then, yeah.
Yeah, because they respect our time, URL.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Yo, Melly, you got to take a seat, man. You got to take a seat, man. You get beside yourself, man. What's up with you? You took shots at URL. You taking shots. God damn.
I got a question.
Because I wanted to know what was your battle of the night, but you ain't even see. Malik, did you see the event?
No, man. I told Lex I'm not a fan of the recording, and
Time out, Mr. Malik. Time out. Forget all of the drama. It's about raps. It was an event. It was battles that took place.
You calling me out on it, man. And I should have. But on that day when it was released, I was like, I'm not. I was like, I don't know.
I feel Malik on that, because once that happens, you feel like, okay, you kind of
it's going to be some BS.
You kind of have it in your head what the rounds is going to be like. Now, it might not be true. I don't know. I didn't see the battle. I don't know if he touched on these topics. But planting seeds like that kind of is like, oh, do I? And then you got to think to yourself, do I want to stay around to listen to that? Because I kind of know. And let's face it, like, you know, John John is good, but he's not like the most incredible angler of all time. So his shit might fall flat and you might feel like you wasting time. So I actually feel Malik on that.
What if you do like I did? Don't press play on the audio that dropped. Just watch the event.
No, it's because the subject of the battle would be about this anyways.
Yeah,
so even if you ignore it, you can't ignore it because it's going to be in the freaking bars and you don't want to hear that nonsense.
It just really, honestly, bro, I'm gonna be real with you, man. I'm a huge fan of battle rap. I support it. I'm gonna tell you real. I even got the app and I'm spending money on that joint when, you know, my wife is on me like, why are you spending on that? But if something just turns me off and I'm like, I'm really not a fan of that type of shit. Yeah, that's me personally. I think it's weird and I don't like it.
Let me call you back,
Davis. I sneezed. I'm sorry.
You heard me? Any thoughts on Cody? Can we bring that up, or Wody? Maybe, I don't know.
You said, what about Cody and Wody? Thank you.
Now, I was going to ask you, have you led solidified, or are you kind of like, hey, here's my, where I stand on Wody and Cody now, or?
I think.
He has to see that event, then he can make that a decision.
Wow, who's important in that event?
Easy.
No, I don't think even with a win, he's.
Yo, let me call you back, Mr. Favors.
That's where we're at, Ledge.
I don't even think with a win, Easy was in could be fighting for number one. To be honest,
absolutely not.
I actually think it's between Big K and Twerk. Actually,
no Jazz. Well, he beat her.
You know, it's debatable. I think I had Jazz winning. I just don't think they're going to give it to her. I think they're going to give her Wody again.
Yeah, they won't. They won't give it to her.
They won't give it to her. So if I'm being realistic, it's between. And then look, like I know. So the trump card for Big K was he battled Mook. But then guess who battled Mook too? You know what I'm saying?
Twerk.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you stack that like Twerk. So here's.
K had Rex also.
I can match that with Twerk battling Hollow on Summer Madness.
K battled Rex too. I'm bugging. Both of them battle Rex, right? No, Twerk didn't battle Rex.
No, Twerk battled Hollow on Summer Madness. See what I'm saying? Like, Twerk quietly gained a really good resume throughout. Go look at his. It's about even.
The only difference is they both battled Jazz. One won, one didn't.
Who won?
K.
You just said you had Twerk 1 and 2. I ain't forgot.
No, not against Jazz. He didn't beat Jazz.
Oh, I don't know. You sound like I'm gonna play this back because I could have sworn you said that like seconds ago.
He did say that, but I think he said that against I'm forgetting words. Mook.
They both battled Mook, yes.
Yeah, they both battled Mook. Big K got Young Ill, Rex, Sharone, Jazz, A Ward.
That's it.
That's about it. Twerk got
Jazz, Mook.
Jazz, Mook, Hollow. Jazz, Mook, and Hollow. That's a crazy three right there.
Hey, Casey.
All three of those two of those are different leagues.
Jazz, Casey, and Hollow. I don't know, man. Earlier in the year, didn't he mud stump? And I'm, you know, no offense, but didn't he beat the brakes off Coffee on her return? That was this year.
Yeah, February. I mean, March.
Kings versus Queens.
Chef Trez, yeah. He battled Chef Trez.
Battled Chef Trez. I'm telling you. See, I think people are so focused on Easy and what he's doing, but when you really break down his shit, he got the resume too.
He had Disaster, he had Hollow, Hitman, he had Geechee, John, he had some heavy hitters this year.
He did, but the thing is, people pretty much clearly got him losing to Geechee, and on the voting polls, I'm seeing more John John than Easy. Like, you know, twerk. I don't. He arguably never lost this year.
Him and Chef Trez, the most debatable battle.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people giving Jazz that battle though.
Yeah, but I seen the polls and I seen twerk edging.
Oh, but okay.
That was the day of, so it might have changed. You know how some people had their voting poll up for like two or three days. Could have been. It was like
people who didn't see the battle and voted anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So yeah, but no, send me your thoughts and prayers. What's going on, Casey? Everything okay? Thoughts and prayers for sure. Unless you're like being joking, talking about the Eagles. Because I actually tweeted. I forgot you only have Twitter. And I tweeted your name last night, like, yo, Philly getting their ass whooped again. Man, I swear I wish Casey had Twitter. I wish you had Twitter. I'll be adding
That crazy. Would be entertaining, to be honest. Watching you and Casey go at it on Twitter, even if I don't understand sports, yeah. I would prioritize both your tweets.
Yeah, yeah, go look it up. I swear, yeah, I said your name. I definitely said your name. Like, man, where is she when I need her? Like, this shit was, that was crazy. How y'all blow that lead? Anyway, you said twerk. Oh, twerking EK drops on Christmas. That's another one. I forgot. I heard he went crazy in that too.
Actually, the day of the Jazz versus Twerk battle, they played that first, and then they went to the live Jazz versus him battle. Yeah, that was a good battle versus EK.
Yeah, he's not really being talked. I think when people really do the head to head, that's when people gonna be like, oh shit, he. And what's crazy is, that's why I love shit that's being recorded, baby. I love what I do. So when we did the preseason, me and Nico, who you got winning champion of the year, he picked Easy, I picked Geechee. Then
when y'all did that? In January, February?
Like February, somewhere in there. And he was like, I was like, who's your dark horse? Like somebody that ain't won that people probably don't think gonna win it. And
Nico said twerk.
He picked Danny. He picked Danny, I believe, and I picked Twerk. And I can see, like, people were like, you know, oh, man, Twerk? Because, one, he's never won it, and two, can you really trust him for a full year? But it was something about, like, that real sick
performance. It's been 2 years now we can trust him.
Yeah, it's something about that real sick performance, and he had another performance. I'm like, oh, no, he's straight. He back.
Now, remember, the real sick was at the end of last year.
It was. And that gave me a lot of confidence in picking him as the dark horse. And, like, you know, Geechee is still, you know, he kind of sort of in the running, too. He'll probably finish top four.
He should.
Yeah, like, come on. He 30 serious and beat.
Listen, that viral moment. Listen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, he's going to win. He's going to win Impact or whatever that other award they give out.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Like, most talked about round. Yep.
Yeah. Man,
impactful round. Yeah.
Yeah, it was super impactful, bro. So he's in the running. I would say him and Easy around are probably in the same ballpark, but I think Twerk has accelerated past him, man, because he ain't really been letting his foot off the gas, and that's good to see, man, because not only does URL need him to be successful, but battle rap, like, he's so creative. He's so different.
And on top of that, you can't really call him I was going to say something pause-worthy. He doesn't choke as much, pause, but what I was going to say was worse. But that didn't happen this year.
You was gonna say worse than choke.
Oh, listen, okay. I was gonna say choke with an ER, and I wasn't. Yeah, see, I'm learning. Okay. Yeah, that was.
You insane for spelling it out too. That's wild. I know. You know when you regret asking something, like, why did I even ask?
Why did I say that?
Yeah, why?
Listen, I tried to, you know.
Yeah, but you're right though. Like,
he's been consistent all year.
That's behind him now, man. So that's how I said I might. Pause.
Hey, yo, is it fair to say that if
that's crazy? Wait, what did I say for you to pause me? What did I just say?
Behind him.
What did I just say?
I just told you it's behind him, you said.
Mm-hmm.
But look, is it fair to say the if factor is off his name?
What you say, man?
Is it fair to say the if factor is off of his name now? Like, okay, we ain't
Yeah. It's been off his name to me since beginning of last year. Well, yeah, last year. I'll say once he went against Real Sick, and I believe that was on a stage, even though it was on the app, it was on a little it was on a platform.
Civil War.
And he was able to go toe to toe because you know Real Sick not gonna fuck up. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know he damn, she got me break. I can't. I feel like I gotta say pause to everything now. You know he's going to make it difficult for you. I was gonna say something totally different, but yeah. He's gonna make it difficult for you. Like, there's no easy round for like oh, this is a gimme round against Real Sick. Like, he all his shit be good. So when he stepped up to the plate and, you know, arguably won, I know a lot of people got to win. Like, that was like, okay, I think he's locked in now. So yeah, I think that's my pick, man. I think I'm going to New Jersey Twerk. Not just because Cody? Yeah. Okay. Yep. Not because I picked him as a dark horse, just because.
No, he did good work this year.
Because of the work that he put in.
Yeah, resume versus resume. I get it. K got Sharone. I don't know why I started off with Sharone, but K got like I said, he got Mook, A Ward, Rex, Sharone. He got some kill. He got Jazz,
EK.
Yeah. But I don't know, bro. Twerk got Mook and Hollow and Jazz too. So it's just like, yeah. Then you throwing. You
all throwing right. BK beat a bunch of legends. Young Ill, you know?
BK beat a lot.
Yeah, Twerk beat a legend too. Didn't he smoke J Mills this year?
I have no idea.
Yep. I believe it was J Mills who got up front here.
I have no idea. I don't think
was that Gotti?
Gotti and John battled J Mills this year. I don't remember the Twerk battle.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. Yeah, I just made that up. Sorry. Sorry. I feel like he battled somebody though, somebody else, man. I gotta
see. Cool, Big K?
Are you talking about Twerk?
Yeah, no, I feel like it's somebody I'm missing on his resume that's not like super Jeff important.
Trez and EK.
Oh yeah, the EK one. That's who it is.
And Chef Trez.
And Chef Trez.
And then if you want to include the battle he had, him and Rum against Geechee and T-Rock.
Hmm. Yeah, man. I don't know. It's gonna be close. It's gonna be closer than people think. But shout out to Mama. You said John just posted a pic with Pat Poose with Mama said knock you out in the background. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's gonna be nonsense for Christmas.
The battle is over, man. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? Yo, Hardcore Flavor, man. You laughing at that is insane. I can't believe you, man.
I'm not laughing.
I'm probably gonna go like it too.
I thought you was chuckling. My fault. You said you probably gonna like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go like it right now.
Melly.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna front. John said one of the realest bars in that battle. He said, "Yo, how you got your own league and the battles don't even drop on his own channel?" Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Nah.
Why did he drop on Remy channels? Ooh, wow.
But you were right about that Jonathan Major bar, though.
Oh, what I tell you? Oh, yeah, don't let me pop my shit.
What happened?
On the show, like, last week, I was, you know how I be, like, doing impersonations of niggas rapping, and I said, this nigga, Easy gonna have a Jonathan Majors bar. I just had a strange feeling, man.
Somebody else had a Jonathan Major bar. Oh, 40 had a Jonathan Major bar against John.
Yeah, ain't nobody watched that battle. No, I'm bullshitting.
Wow.
I'm joking. I watched the battle. We watched it here.
I'm just saying. So that wasn't original when Easy said it. Sad. No, like, 40 said that to him.
Yeah, no, shout out to 40, man. She dope. Yeah, man, you said sorry, I have a few things to do. I'm back now. It's all good, man. I'm actually about to get out of here, man. Like, I'm not feeling well. I'm like.
Just like, hot cider, man.
Huh?
Hot cider. You'll be all right.
Yeah. No, I'm going to take this Zycam that's sitting at my desk and lay down. Like, yeah, my head is spinning real quick right now. So I'm going to call it. I'm sorry. I'm trying, man. I was trying to stick in there. Pause.
Pause. Wow. We tired.
I am. Melly, you banned from the show for tomorrow.
No, I'm not.
Or whatever day it is.
No, I'm not. I've been giving you a break too. I've been busy at work. They fired my boss, man. And I'm like, okay, well, what's happening with my job? They just fired her. So now I'm alone. And I'm like, I don't want this. Why did you give it me? I don't want this. I'm tired. So I'm burned out this year.
Yeah, no. I think we all are a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like this year has been like I feel like it's extended. Like it got extra months or something.
Right?
It's like it's been 2023 for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
More days left, my brother. A couple more days
left. Mo, I'm coming home with my heels on. Okay? Because I need to move out. But at the same time, I'm scared because New York has some laws that have been happening, and I've been reading about it, that they now have put a law that they can force quarantine on people in the state of New York, in the sense of if there's another vaccine that goes down and whatnot.
You ready for it?
Now they're just going to take you, and they're not even going to take time. They can even take your kids without parental consent. And I'm like, I'm scared of the U.S. now. I'm scared of y'all. I hate Canada, but you know, I'm sincerely thinking I'm probably gonna move to Africa because
check your DM, Lex. Oh, IG.
You ain't going to no damn Africa.
I probably will because it's the safest place where there's less of this nonsense. Because what you mean you gonna force me to go to quarantine? Like you gonna come and to my house, pick me up? And
why don't you go to England, man? Go to England.
England?
Yeah.
It's the same nonsense. Plus, it's always raining. Oh my gosh, I would be depressed.
I love the rain. I really love
it. I love it, but I also love the sun. The
rain?
I sleep so good when it's raining. Yo, what's up?
Check your DM on IG.
Okay. But yeah, no, but Africa, man. Oh, my dog. Appreciate you. No, listen. Africa, man, we ain't gonna never see you. You just gonna abandon us? What the hell's going on here?
What you mean? It's just I'm gonna be here earlier. So if you start at 3 Eastern, I would be there at 10 a.m. drinking my coffee. You know, life.
Oh, okay.
That's later. Well, yeah, that's later.
10 a.m. in the morning. No, wait, later?
Later?
Yep. You're behind.
I think what? You're right.
So you're behind?
Think about it. If it's 3 in the afternoon, 10 a.m.
Oh, that's true.
Depends on the date. Goes by the date.
It's okay. I'm a night bird. Everything would be over.
Yeah, because what time is it now over there? It's 11-12 p.m. right now over there.
Oh, so they are in front of us. So she right. So she was right.
Yeah. No,
she see, right. There you go. I was right. Mm-hmm. Oh, they appealed it, Casey. I'm still scared of y'all.
No, they appealed it. You can travel. You can go there.
I can travel. But at the same time, because I want to move to the States and I'm waiting on Mo's. I'm waiting on Mo's ring so I could get my green card.
I guess I'll see what I can do. Let's see what I'm pull some strings. Pull some strings out here.
I wanna move. I wanna get out of here.
Yeah, I know, right? Melly in Africa. What's going on?
Man, let me chill with the gazelles and stuff. You know, chill.
With gazelles. Them gazelles gonna leap on your forehead. And try to pull your hair and tie it to a branch or something.
Man, doing braids for like $20? Man.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, y'all, man. I gotta go, man. I gotta lay down like
green card tea.
Feel better, man. I need you to feel better next
for the day. I appreciate it.
Feel better, Ledge. I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Soon. Hopefully, you know, you don't have late nonsense happening before the event and everything is finalized and you ain't got to run to do this and that for, you know, everything is done.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to delegate when I'm there. Like,
I got a question about your event.
Yeah.
Are y'all ever rebooking the guys that didn't finish their battle?
Not the one guy. Not the one guy.
Pink Code ain't getting rebooked?
Pink Code not. Yeah, no. I think I explained this on TTP Uncut, but he did something outside that he shouldn't have done.
Oh, okay. He took it too far.
Yeah, you could say that.
He took it too far. Okay. And especially with my wife out there, I don't play that shit. So, yeah, we're going to leave it at that. Okay. But yeah, no, I appreciate y'all, man. My thing, my goal is like I can give them at least an hour and some change before I lay it down. Take one this more medicine.
Thing, that card that you put up, the purple joint, that's all females, not a dude on that card at all, right?
No.
On my card? Where is it? Hey, bitch, go ahead, lurk and get your feelings hurt. Talking crazy, we gonna put your picture on the shirt. Queen of this trap shit, bitch, you did it first. You see what happened when you copy sauce and it don't work. 4-5 hollow heads, keep it off safety. We'll just make your body fall back and do the matrix.
See, you see how it says SCO NY on there? See, that's why I was to the event Saturday because Cashflow Rizzy said free SCO. And I'm thinking she's talking about Easy Boy SCO. But she kept saying, my girl SCO, but through her bars. I'm like, wait a minute, it's a girl named SCO? So now she's home? Okay, I guess she's home. But
I don't know if she's talking about her.
Okay. So hold up.
SCO, yeah, because I don't know where Rizzy's from, but SCO is from, she's in Missouri somewhere, St. Louis, I think. So
I think SCO from down south. Okay.
Why do you keep calling her SCO and why?
Yeah, SCONY. SCONY.
It said SCO on your flyer.
Yeah, but SCONY, not SCONY.
Oh, it's not separate. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ledge.
It's wild, man.
I'm sorry.
No, Ledge doesn't have Ebola, T. Watch your mouth. Nah, I just, you know, I woke up feeling not in the best. Like it happened last night, but I'm treating it early, so it won't get worse.
Got that Mike P shit. Remember, I mean, you got that Mike P joint from last week. You remember Mike P last week? So, oh man, I got sick yesterday. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make this bad. Yeah, you got that.
Oh man, I hope not. I don't want nothing that Mike P got. I don't want nothing that Michael Police has.
Oh my god. On that note, I need you to feel better and
have a holiday.
And same to you guys, man.
Oh, by the way, before I let you go, please note that I am going at the office and I'm taking some notes and crayons every week, and I'll give that to your wife. Please understand that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I appreciate that.
Wait, time out. Are you at work thieving and ratting on yourself at the same time?
What?
He said, are you at work thieving and telling on yourself at the same time?
No.
You just said you was. She literally just
said. No, she's talking about, so we're going to be doing, like, you know, stuff for the kids, like give it, like, you know, bring some toys, coats and stuff like that at this event. It's for my wife. She like, Flavor don't be on TTP Uncut, but I told her.
Yeah, Flavor, man, like you need to be a better supporter at this point. I wish that your resolution for 2024 is that you're a much better top tier supporter. Where you are also paying the extra $5.
I don't even have to
for the TTP Unka, and you listen religiously.
But I don't even have that app to hear music on that. I've never had that app. I'm sorry.
So I told a story about her helping out this one kid. Like, it bothers her. Like, damn, this kid needs some. You know, one kid had shoes that were too small, so we got some shoes for him. Oh. And that I told y'all, man, she Mother Teresa, man. She wants to help any and everybody all the time. Do I got her same energy? No, but I support it. I support it. And she thought of this is for her school. Pretty much inner city kids. Out in close to the Detroit area, not exactly Detroit. That's fine. So bring whatever you can bring, man. And
oh, definitely.
Yeah, I appreciate. Oh, she's in the chat. She said thanks, Melly.
And what's the date on that joint?
Yeah, January 6th. It's a Saturday. January.
Are you gonna be there? You're gonna be like, are you gonna start the year being a better supporter in January 6th? Be in Detroit, actually Southfield. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, good. Southfield. And actually be there in person, Flavor.
Are you talking about me, Miss Melly? I am not, baby girl. I am not.
I don't like that.
I like how truthful I am not. He was very, very defiant about not showing up.
Yeah, I am not. I'll definitely click play on YouTube
it'll be live stream, so I will hope you at least support there.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. Yes, indeed.
Okay. And I might, you know, if everything works out, I would love to have the main eventers appear on 50 Minutes of Fame at some point. So
truthfully, I want to do a face off with a couple of the performers
before. Oh,
even the undercard women.
Whoever, any of them, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, we'll even do Sko and Y, man.
Sko Neek. Oh my God.
Hey, it's Sko and Y. Hey, you know what? It's Sko and Y. Fuck it.
No, I say that because I thought like Sko from, you know, you remember Sko back in the days and that's Easy Boy now? Sko, the Dawson dude.
Yeah. What you mean a sweets vendor? You mean like, because we got Sky Edibles for like the, you know, to get you high variety. You talking about just actual treats and snacks? We could use that to have them tap in with me. But yeah, no, I appreciate that, Flavor. I'll reach out to him. And,
I meant to hit you the other day once you dropped the card to ask you that, but freaking, I'll ask you now.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, yeah, you know, I just know, you know, your channel, y'all got a major channel. So I was just like, they probably, you know, just going to want like the headliners, but, you know, so I'll reach out for sure.
Yeah.
But I appreciate y'all. Thanks, Melly. Thanks to Malik. He ain't never been that early on time. He must have had a day off. So I was appreciate that.
He was waiting on you.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my dog Malik, man. And shout out to T for pulling up on her lunch break. Shout out to Flavor for pulling up, man. Okay. Giving me the scoop. Like I forgot that Rex and Chess battle. Hey, real quick, do you think that battle gets released before the year is over?
Nah.
Maybe. It depends right. I'll tell you what. It depends on if they drop the whole homecoming card together in one day. That'll probably be added to that.
Ah, that's a good point. Oh, yeah, they still got it. Yeah, they do got to drop all that. Ah, yeah. Yeah, my guess is because, you know, they don't do a lot of events top of the year, so you're probably going to preserve those to scatter around January, February.
Yeah, but they just did the Rookie versus Southpaw Sunday. Save those for what you're talking about.
True. Good point. All right, y'all. Flavor, appreciate you, my brother. Melly, Queen,